Have you guys seen this trend on Threads where business owners are breaking down their quarter one recap? They're basically going through and telling us how many leads that they took in for the whole quarter, how many of those booked a consultation, and then how many of those turned into bookings. And listen, I'm a data junkie, so I am here for the numbers, okay? But what's so interesting to me is that we're actually missing some really big questions that need to be asked about these numbers. So in today's episode, I'm going to be giving you all the dish behind the scenes of what I'm looking at when I'm going through these quarter one recaps being dropped on Threads. You're ready for the dish? Let's get into it. Hey there, CEOs. You're listening to the Wedding Pro CEO podcast, and I'm your host, Brandi Garr. I'm a wedding pro just like you who's built one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida. But it wasn't that long ago when that success came with long days, sleepless nights, and little to no pay. Fast forward to today, and I have the business that I've always dreamed of. A killer team, steady profit, and weekends with my family. Over the past 3 years, I've taught more than 1,000 wedding pros how to do the same. My mission is to create a movement of wedding pros who are ready to build a profitable business that they've always dreamed of. Okay, CEOs, let's get into all the dish behind these recaps happening over on Threads. I think this is so fun. When I started seeing more and more people share their quarter one recaps, I was like, I literally do this every single day with my students. So it's super fun to get to see the data and the numbers, or really how they're breaking down their funnel to understand what worked and what didn't work. What I find the most interesting about it is a lot of them don't know what the numbers are telling them. And that's pretty common in our industry, right? That's the whole reason that I became a coach, was to help wedding pros to understand the story that their data is telling them. But you have to understand how to read the data, right? So if you haven't seen this trend on Threads, let me back up for a second. So basically what is happening over on Threads, if you're not there, you need to get over there because it's actually a really interesting, fun, almost Twitter-esque platform. Like, I think of it as Twitter Lite because honestly, it's kind of like people are a little punchy over there. There's a lot of like one-liners that get dropped, or people drop a lot of their like literally what's going on in their head at the moment. And so it's a really interesting platform, but you can just like drop anything over there. And so if you're not over there, I think that it's just a really fun place to be. To be honest, a lot of our clients aren't there yet. So it reminds me of the Clubhouse days when it was like all vendors. That's what I'm feeling with Threads. So it's kind of like the old Clubhouse days, but it's all text. So you don't have to be on video, and it's not all shiny and pretty over there. So it's just a really interesting platform. All that to say, what's happening is they're dropping these recaps and they're basically saying things like, okay, I got 31 leads for all of first quarter. 9 of them booked a consult. Of those, 3 became bookings, right? Then some of them are breaking that data down on their own. And some of them are kind of like, I don't really know what happened. Is 3 a good number to book from 31 leads? All these different questions are coming up, right? And so I have loved it. It's been really, really fun to see what people are thinking about their numbers. But what I wanted to do in this episode was kind of help you break that down for yourself. So if you've not done your own quarter one recap, by now you should be able to go back and look at all of your numbers from quarter one. And while you should be doing that with your financials, one of the things I really push into my students to be doing is to be looking at their sales funnel, because your sales funnel is going to tell you so much about what you need to do to grow your revenue, right? And so that's what we're really, really wanting to focus on in this episode. So let's use this example, which was actually a real example that I saw over on Threads, which was that they got 31 leads, 9 of them booked a consult, and 3 of them turned into bookings. Okay, let's break this down. What are we looking for in these numbers? Okay, so the first thing we want to look at is how many of our leads actually went to consult. So in this example, we had 31 leads and 9 of them booked a consult. So there's 2 things that this can really fall into, and that would be marketing and pricing, and those are going to go together in this example. Or it's going to be lack of follow-up. These are the 2 things that we're going to want to look at in this beginning part of our funnel. So when you're looking at your own numbers, if you did not have 50% of your inquiries go to consult, then that's what we're going to really want to look at, is your marketing and pricing, and then your follow-up, okay? So what does that mean? When someone inquires, they typically have inquired because they saw your marketing, either your Instagram, your Pinterest, your TikTok, your website, whatever they saw. Something drew them in. It could have also been obviously a referral, but they've likely also then gone to your Instagram just to see what you're into, right? Like see who you are. So either way, we're going to put this on marketing. Now, when they inquire, if you then give them pricing, right, and that pricing doesn't match your marketing, that's typically a big thing that we see here. Either your marketing is showcasing you as lower budget than you actually are, or your marketing is showcasing you as a higher budget than what you actually are. So when your pricing doesn't match your marketing, there's a disconnect there and people get confused. And so they bounce, right? So they'll inquire, the pricing doesn't match, and so they bounce, right? So that's one reason that somebody could not book a consult. The second reason is going to be lack of follow-up. And I actually think this one is one of the bigger ones in the wedding industry. And this is because you are afraid of sounding like a used car salesman. So you don't want to keep following up, and you feel like you're getting ghosted. But remember, in the wedding industry, so often the planning process is quite long. And a lot of our couples are actually inquiring before they're even engaged because they're trying to get an idea of what everything is costing, right? So while we think that we're being a used car salesman, we think we're being annoying, your lack of follow-up could be causing someone else to slip in and get the consult instead of you. So what I want you to really, really think about, if this is your issue here in your sales funnel, if you're not booking 50% of those leads, then I really want you to go back and I want you to look at, does my marketing match my pricing? So that's going to be number one. And then two, how many times are you following up? I want you to be following up for at least 30 days. But to be honest, my motto is kind of follow up until they tell you to stop following up. You can follow up via text, you can follow up via email, by phone, whatever works for you and the client. But it's really, really important that you stay top of mind, okay? We have lots of episodes all about how to do these follow-ups and stay top of mind. And so I'm not going to dig into it a whole lot here, but this is where I want you to be looking at, is those two things when you're thinking about how can I get more of my leads to convert to a consult, okay? The second piece of your funnel is going to be the number of consults that turn into bookings. So here is, I really push for an 80% conversion here. So I want 80% of your consultations to turn into bookings. Now, you guys, listen, I have an entire free training on this. We're going to drop the link into the show notes below so that you can come over and join me for this training. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about how to get more of your consultations to turn into bookings, I actually walk you through my entire sales strategy, my entire sales method of how to close 80% of your bookings in this free training. So we'll put the link below in the show notes so that you can jump into that free training if you'd like to. But really what I want to focus on in this episode is exactly how to know whether this is working or not, right? So two things are happening here if you're not getting at least 80% of your consults to turn into booking. Now, in this example, we said 9 consultations and 3 of them turned into bookings, right? So that's 3 bookings that she had. When in reality, if out of 9 consults, she would have booked 80%, we would have been having 6 to 7 of those consults turn into bookings. And that's a significant difference. So this is somewhere I really want you to focus if you're not closing 80% of your consults, okay? There's two things I want you to look at. One is either you're not having a strong and confident closing in your consultation. And number two is going to go back to, again, lack of follow-up. Again, we feel like we are going to be sounding like a used car salesman. So we get nervous and we're like, oh, I don't want to sound like a used car salesman. If they wanted to book me, they would have by now. That's not true, you guys. Life happens. People get busy. And then all of a sudden, they forgot about you and someone else followed up instead. And so they went ahead and booked them. I'm telling you, stay top of mind. Even if it's just sending some updates, if it's sending a little planning tip or a new song that is super popular with weddings now, whatever it is you want to send, stay top of mind, okay? And the other thing is that confident close. And that's really what I talk so much about in this training, is how to really master that consult to be able to double your revenue. And so I'd love for you to jump over into that free training and learn all about my assume method that I teach all of my students, because that is going to help you to really confidently close these consults every single time. Okay, so that's the two parts of the sales funnel that most people are talking about over on Threads. But there's a couple of things that we are missing in this conversation that we need to have some big conversations about. And those two things are ghosting and turning away bookings because you're already booked. So ghosting happens, right? And I see this in these thread recaps pretty consistently where people are like, oh, well, you know, 14 of the leads just ghosted me completely, right? And listen, first of all, ghosting is going to happen. Sometimes people are price shopping. They get busy. They don't respond. It's rude completely. It is what it is. It's not going away. When people ghost you before the consult, it kind of just is part of doing business. When people ghost you after the consult, I'm not going to lie, I get really, really frustrated when somebody ghosts me after a consult, just because I think it's super rude and disrespectful, as I think most humans think. It just feels like I wasted my time. So if you're feeling that way, I'm with you. Like, it's life, it's human nature, but it's not going to stop. So let's not spend a whole lot of time on ghosting. But I do want you to think about the fact that if you're getting ghosted a lot, I want you to go back to numbers 1 and 2 and think about, is there something that I'm saying in my emails or in my follow-up? Or am I not following up enough that's causing me to feel like I'm getting ghosted? Because remember, ghosting is just a lack of interest or a lack of time to get back to you. So if you can get them interested, if you can get them excited, you're going to have a much better chance of getting them to respond to you. The other tip that I would give you about ghosting is when you're sending out your correspondence to them, whether that's via text or email or phone, keep it really, really brief and try to get them to answer one question back to you, like a really easy question, right? So sometimes it could be something as simple as like, how did you pick your date or how did you pick your venue? Something really, really simple, even just like how many guests you're going to have. Honestly, the answer doesn't super matter to your process. It's just a matter of it's an easy response. Like, it's an easy thing for them to say really quickly while they're at a red light or while they're at work on a break. They can respond quickly to that and it gets the conversation started. It at least gets them to answer. So quick response and make it a really easy question back to you instead of this whole, let's go ahead and book a consult straight from the beginning. Okay. So that's just something that I would keep in mind if you're getting ghosted a lot. And the last one, oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, this is the one that I want to answer all the Threads recaps. It's like making me crazy. And the last one is how many bookings you're turning away because you're already booked. Like, can we just sit on this for a second? Because this is a massive problem in our industry right now. In this example, this real life example that I'm giving you from Threads, this particular wedding pro said that she had 8 bookings that she had to turn away. So of the 31 inquiries, 8 of them she had to turn away because she was already booked. And so she was like, so I don't count those. And I was literally like, no, wait a second, stop the presses. What do you mean we don't count those? And what I want to encourage you, CEO, when you're listening to this right now, is I want you to actually hyper track the number of inquiries that you are turning away because you're already booked, because this is the story that your data is trying to tell you. If you are turning away more than 1 or 2 leads a month because you're already booked, the story your data is telling you is it's time to build a team, because this is how you scale. This is how you double your revenue, triple your revenue, 10 times your revenue, okay? This is how you're going to do it, is by building out that team. And it's scary. Don't get me wrong. I totally know that it's scary. That's why I walk hand in hand with my pros who are inside of my programs that are building out their teams, because this is such a massively important piece of the scalability of your business. It's also how you're going to create an exit plan for your business, how your business is going to be sellable at some point. It's how you are going to start to get your precious time back. So by saying I'm not going to count those because it's like, oh, well, I wasn't available, so they shouldn't count in my numbers. Wrong. You should actually be counting that and tracking that almost as much as you're tracking your sales every single month, because this is such important data that you need to be tracking to tell you, should I hire? Am I ready to hire? If you're turning away 8 leads in a single quarter because you are already booked, we should definitely start looking at, okay, well, if I actually marketed even more, right? If I marketed even more than I already am, could I start to fill someone else's schedule? Could I bring on an associate? Could I bring on a second planner? Could I bring on a designer? Whatever that looks like in your business, I am telling you, this is how so many of my students go from, you know, $60,000 a year to $300,000 a year, or $50,000 a year to $200,000 a year. It's because they are building out their team, their strategic team, to help them to start scaling their business, to take more of the business on. And as you do that, It's not just, oh, now we can take on more, but also you as the CEO are going to start slowly stepping away from so much of the day-to-day so that you can start to focus on the bigger picture. Now you've got this incredible team that you're building out, and eventually you'll be able to start focusing on that second revenue stream. What else are you doing to now start to 10 times that revenue? So this is such an important piece of the puzzle that I think we're missing big time in these Threads recaps. And y'all, listen, I'm here for it. I'm going to just dive into all the Threads recaps and start. I keep asking people, so what's stopping you from building a team? I see that you turned away 8 inquiries. What's stopping you from building a team? Or people will say, this is one I see a lot too, is I'm officially completely booked for 2024. Y'all, let me just explain to you. I almost hit the ground when I saw that. I was like, it is quarter one. And you're telling me that you're officially completely booked for the entire year? Like, that's not something that should be celebrated. That should be something that's like, oh, my data is telling me I need to build a team for the scalability of my business, right? Oh, I can't. I can't sit on my hands. I'm so excited to dig into this topic so much more over on Threads and TikTok and Instagram. I'm going to blast it everywhere. So if you're with me, if you're excited about this topic, I would love to see you jump into some of these conversations with me. And if you're interested in learning more about how you can build your team, if you're like, yes, Brandy, this is actually happening to me, I'm turning away leads constantly, drop into my DMs. Let's have a conversation about it, because I want to help you build out that team. Listen to me. Yes, it's scary. It's not super easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it. But it is worth it. Every single time, you can ask any one of my students who's gone through this process with me, they will tell you every single time it's hard, but it's worth it, because now they're starting to get their time back. They're going on vacations without their computer. They're able to step away from their business. They're able to have weekends back with their families because they've built out a powerhouse team, a killer staff that can go out and execute weddings without them having to be there. And that, CEO, is how you scale a business. And I'm so excited to walk that journey with you. So I would love to see you in my DMs if this is something that you're interested in doing in 2024. And you guys, thank you so much for being here every single week, and I will see you next time. Hey there, wedding pro. Are you feeling overwhelmed, burned out, and wondering how you will ever pay yourself an actual salary from this business you're building? I get it. I'm a wedding pro just like you. I sat in this season of overwhelm and no pay for way too long. Now I own one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida, while doing less than 5 weddings myself each year. And yeah, I pay myself a full-time salary too. And I'm not alone. Hundreds of other wedding pros just like you have gone from overwhelmed pro to confident CEO by using the proven strategies I teach inside the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator.
I tell Brandy all the time how grateful I am for her. Before joining with her, I thought I was successful, and I was successful, but I was working 24/7, barely making a profit. Now, over a year later, working with her, it's just been life-changing. We have our Monday calls. I voice text with other wedding planners all over the nation, and it's helpful just to have someone that's done what we're trying to do. And that is what the CEO Accelerator Group has helped and taught me to do.
Inside the Accelerator, you get lifetime access to the 6 step-by-step modules that walk you through the pillars of a profitable wedding business.
The financial services spreadsheet that Brandy gives you as a part of the Accelerator is worth the price of the Accelerator alone. If you need clarity on finances, your budget, if you can hire, if you can even pay the people that you have hired, go get the Accelerator, because that spreadsheet gave me the knowledge and power to make the decisions to continue hiring and growing my team in the way that I want to.
But what good is all of this knowledge without accountability, community, and of course, a place to ask your most burning question? When you join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, you also get 6 months inside our live coaching membership.
It literally has changed the way I do business. It has changed the way I view things. It has changed the way that I manage things. It is totally amazing to be able to sit with CEOs that have been through what I've been through, have been through the trenches, and can give me the insight as to how they got through it. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm the only person on the planet who feels this way. No, there's tons of other CEOs that feel the same way I do, and we can talk about it, think through it, and we can learn. It is absolutely amazing, and if you're thinking about it, you should do it.
The Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator is the best of a course, a membership, and a group coaching community all in one.
The group has been so supportive and has really kept me sane through the busiest season I've ever seen in my career. For that, I'm really thankful. Looking forward to the next year and all the things I have to learn to grow and scale my business, and super excited for the next steps.
Here's the thing. You can absolutely listen to this show every single week to get nuggets that will help you scale your business. And over the course of a few years of piecing together all of that free information, you could very likely grow a successful wedding business. Or you can join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator today to get the proven step-by-step roadmap you need to ditch the overwhelm, build maximum profit, and step into your role as confident CEO, all in just 6 short months.
In 2021, we did $220,000 in revenue, which I was so excited about at the time. In 2022, where we sit now, our revenue came in around $560,000. Honestly, I attribute so much of that to really being able to grow. I actually no longer take on weddings myself. I'm really able to focus and be the CEO of my company. And that's come with a lot of guidance from the Accelerator Group, all of the other incredible CEOs in that program, bouncing ideas off of each other, asking for the help, and hearing from other people and what's worked and what hasn't.
Just click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, and let's build your profitable wedding business together.